Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for NXP Semiconductors. If you're a long-term investor looking to build wealth through smart stock picks, you're in the right place. Today, we're diving deep into NXP Semiconductors, a heavyweight in the semiconductor space, to break down what makes this company tick and whether it's a solid addition to your portfolio. Let's get started with a quick overview before we unpack the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. NXP Semiconductors, for those who might not be as familiar, operates in the heart of the tech world, focusing on high-performance mixed-signal and standard product solutions. They're a key player in the automotive, industrial, and IoT markets, with a strong presence in secure connectivity and embedded processing. Headquartered in the Netherlands, they've got a global footprint with thousands of employees driving innovation. Their market cap reflects a significant presence in the industry, and they're a name often tied to cutting-edge tech in cars and connected devices. Now, let's touch on some recent performance and news to set the stage. Over the past year, NXP has shown resilience with steady performance metrics across various timeframes, holding its ground in a competitive sector like semiconductors. Short-term trends, like the weekly and monthly performance, indicate some volatility, but the longer-term outlook over 5 years shows a solid upward trajectory compared to industry averages. On the news front, there's buzz around their latest innovations and strategic moves, particularly in automotive tech, which continues to drive interest. And from their Q2 2025 earnings call, we've got some fresh insights. Revenue came in at $2.93 billion, slightly above guidance, though there are hints of softness in certain end markets. More on that as we dig deeper. All right, let's roll up our sleeves and get into the core of this analysis, our SWOT breakdown. I'll keep this conversational and packed with insights, so stick with me as we explore what makes NXP a contender for your long-term portfolio, while also eyeing short-term trends that could influence your strategy. Strengths: strong revenue performance and market position. NXP is posting impressive numbers, with that $2.93 billion in revenue for Q2 2025, beating expectations by a decent margin. This isn't just a fluke. Their consistent revenue across product segments, especially in automotive, shows they've got a firm grip on key markets. For long-term investors, this kind of stability in a cyclical industry is a green flag. High profitability metrics. Looking at their financials, the gross profit margin and net profit margin are robust, reflecting efficient operations. Their return on equity is also noteworthy, indicating they're making good use of shareholder capital. This kind of profitability is a solid foundation for sustained growth. Focus on innovation. From their earnings call, it's clear NXP is doubling down on R&D, particularly in automotive and IoT solutions. They're not just keeping up with trends, they're setting them. This forward-thinking approach positions them well for future market shifts, which is exactly what you want to see as an investor. Healthy cash flow. Their free cash flow yield is strong, and operating cash flow numbers from recent statements show they've got the liquidity to reinvest or weather downturns. For those of us thinking long-term, this financial flexibility is a big plus. Weaknesses: market softness in key areas. Despite the revenue beat, the Q2 2025 earnings call flagged some weakness in specific end markets. Management mentioned a cautious outlook due to macroeconomic headwinds. This could mean short-term bumps, and as an investor, you'll want to keep an eye on how this plays out over the next few quarters. Debt levels. Their debt-to-equity ratio isn't alarming, but it's worth noting. With significant total liabilities on the balance sheet, there's a bit of leverage risk if interest rates climb or if cash flow takes a hit. It's not a deal breaker, but something to monitor for long-term stability. Dependence on specific segments. While automotive is a strength, it also means NXP is heavily tied to that sector's performance. Any slowdown in global auto production or supply chain hiccups could directly impact their bottom line. Diversification might be a concern here. Opportunities, cyclical recovery potential. The earnings call highlighted management's optimism about emerging cyclical improvements. If the broader economy or key industries like automotive rebound, NXP is well positioned to ride that wave. For long-term investors, this could be a sweet spot to buy in before the upswing. growth in IoT and connectivity, NXP's focus on secure connectivity and embedded solutions aligns perfectly with the booming IoT market. As more devices get smarter and connected, their expertise could drive significant revenue growth. This is a trend worth watching for medium to long-term gains. Strategic inventory management. Management's emphasis on inventory optimization during the earnings call suggests they're preparing for efficiency gains. If executed well, this could boost margins even further, making NXP a more attractive pick for those of us focused on fundamentals. Valuation upside. Looking at forward PE ratios, the average estimate suggests NXP might be reasonably valued with room to grow if earnings continue to trend positively. Compared to industry averages, there's potential for the stock to outperform if they capitalize on growth opportunities. Threats. Macroeconomic challenges. The earnings call didn't shy away from mentioning a tough macro environment. Global economic slowdowns, inflation pressures, or geopolitical tensions could dampen demand for semiconductors, especially in discretionary areas. This is a real risk for short-term volatility and could test long-term patience. Intense industry competition. The semiconductor space is cutthroat, with giants and innovators vying for market share. While NXP is strong, any misstep in innovation or pricing could see them lose ground. As investors, we need to watch how they stack up against peers. Supply chain risks. Given their reliance on global operations, any disruptions, be it from raw materials or logistics, could hit production hard. We've seen this play out across the industry, and it's a lingering threat that could impact short to medium-term results. Sector volatility. While NXP's long-term performance is solid, the semiconductor sector as a whole can be a roller coaster. Industry performance metrics show fluctuations over shorter timeframes, and that inherent volatility could spook some investors if broader market sentiment shifts. All right, let's wrap this up with some final thoughts. NXP Semiconductors presents a compelling case for long-term investors. Their strong revenue, focus on innovation, and positioning in high-growth areas like automotive and IoT are big draws. However, the macroeconomic clouds and sector-specific risks mean it's not a slam dunk. You've got to weigh the short-term headwinds against the potential for cyclical recovery and market expansion. From a valuation perspective, the forward PE suggests there's room to grow, but keep an eye on those debt levels and market softness signals. For those of you building wealth over the long haul, NXP could be a solid piece of the puzzle, especially if you're bullish on tech and connectivity trends. But stay sharp. Monitor their quarterly results and industry developments to time your moves. That's all for today's deep dive. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay tuned to MarketSnap for daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got you covered in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts on NXP in the comments, and let's keep the conversation going. See you in the next one.